Hey everybody, and welcome to Authors and Dragons, where a group of comedic fantasy writers get together and try to make it through a whole game of Pathfinder without accidentally dying. Let's see if we pull it off this week. As always, the odds do not look great.
Hi, I'm John Harkness, and I will be playing the role of Fandingo the Fantastical, moderately inept but guitar-shredding bard. And in pseudo-real life, I write the Black Knight Chronicles series of lighthearted urban fantasy from Bellbridge Books, book number 6 of which releases on August 15th. Released on August 15th, because we're in the future. As well as the Quincy Harker Demon Hunter series from Falstaff Books and the Bubba the Monster Hunter series of short stories and novellas.
Hi, I'm Joseph Brassi. I will be playing the role of enthusiastic and violent barbarian Bjorg Bjornsson. I was an author on the Mongoliad Project, and I just finished a novel called Skyfarer.
Hi, I'm Rick Gualtieri, and I play Silas Kane, mighty and currently possessed Paladin of Toreg. And in real life, I write the Tome of Bill comedy horror series, including Bill the Vampire, Scary Dead Things, and currently working on the grand finale of the series, The Last Coven, coming this fall.
Hello, my name is Robert Bevan. I play the role of Klaus Richter, possessing rogue. In real life, I write the Caverns and Creatures series of comedy, fantasy, LITRPG novels and short stories, starting with the first book, Critical Failures.
Hi, my name's Steve Weverell. I play Brandon Fymaster, champion hyena cliff diver. And in real life, I write the comedy fantasy series, The Doomsayer Journeys.
And I am Drew Hayes, the GM, author of series such as Superpowers, Fred the Vampire Accountant, and NPCs. And when last we left our intrepid adventurers, they had been bolting out of a cavern where, shockingly, Silas and Klaus showed the most judgment while Brandon murdered the living Christ out of a hyena.
Murdered is such a strong term.
Obliterated? Misted?
Ooh, misted is a good word.
Yeah. Misted the hyena, because he definitely didn't mist that hit. And, I'm so sorry for that.
That was just terrible.
Yeah.
I accept the Barlow final Bill the Vampire novel.
And as you are leaving the cavern, the hyena spirit is still sort of floating. Its body was killed so quickly, it didn't have a chance to like pass back into the mana from which it came.
Run away, Silas. It's going to end up in butt.
On its way out, it grabs Kuthric and shakes his head and screams in hyena, "Why did you summon me for this?" And it kind of leaves some spectral tears before it vanishes, and Kuthric falls over, having taken severe psychic damage and also, you know, missed the game. So,
to be fair,
Ghost Dog!
I can't think of a reason why you'd ever, any other reason why you'd summon a hyena. That's the only reason I can think of.
Have something to jump on.
Yeah.
I'm just in awe at, like, you know, the fact that he just got mauled by his, like, you know, by not even his summons, the ghost of his summons.
Yes, it is a well-known fact that my squad friend is simply unable to conjure anything at the end of the day other than his own failure.
And once again, pointing towards, you should have worshipped Toreg.
Just for that, I think you get to carry him, Silas.
Yes, I believe you do need to carry him. He is one of the chosen people.
Okay, you know, grab him by the beard, drag him along.
We have rope, you don't have to actually drag him.
It's extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're bent over like that, holding him by the beard. Tie rope to his foot.
I'll let the half of me, that's Klaus, do that. Make it uncomfortable for him.
I'm good with ropes. I've got to use rope skill.
It could be worse. I could be saying I'm dragging around by the dick. You know, we know how badly that goes.
Please, I don't need that mental image.
Or that image. Ever.
Kuthric, you wake up.
I got it.
You deeply regret that shit.
So we're outside now.
You are. You step out. I was waiting for you guys to just sort of deal with that Kuthric situation. You step through the clearing. I'll give you this. It's pretty obvious. Although it hasn't felt like a terribly long journey, time perhaps is a little wonky on this island. You left at night, and it is dusk, or dawn. You can see the streaks of light kind of coming across the sky. Cloak Boy, it seems a little more frantic. But before you, being hit by the sunlight, is this, like, nice grassy meadow that eventually, like, leads up into a sharp hill. And you can't quite see what's on top of it, but you can see a distinct glow coming from it. And as you're about to, like, step out, Cloak Boy sort of holds up his hands and he's like, listen, as soon as we step through here, it's gonna know we're coming for it. It's gonna do everything it can to stop us. Now, there's a magical field up there, and I can get through it. I can do it. I have the skills, but I'm gonna need some people to, you know, buy me time to work in, because this thing's gonna throw everything it has at stopping us.
Well, maybe we should tie her up to Cloak Boy too.
How much is everything?
More of the monsters like we saw, probably a lot more. I've encountered a flying beast a few times. Those are not fun. They'll pick you up and they'll drop you all the way back down at the beginning of the island. It's not a great tour.
Wait, I thought Cloak Boy never got out of the cavern before.
No, Cloak Boy, he said he's made it pretty far before.
Oh, I thought he could never find his way through the over the cliff or through the well.
To grandmother's house.
If you think back, he actually stepped off the top of that cliff and took the fall rather nonchalantly, as if he'd done it before.
Well, we just thought he was an idiot.
The two things are not mutually exclusive.
Good point.
How long does it take you to come back if you are killed?
Oh, not long. A few minutes, maybe. But every time the island brings you back, it's a little harder to keep fighting its influence.
So you're saying that we're really only here to, what, protect your ass?
Yes.
And, you know, presumably kill things.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, as much as you can kill anything on this island. Ah, but, once I'm able to break through, I can destroy the totem that's creating all this, and we can finally be free. And I'm pretty sure, like, 40 to 60% sure that when it goes, so do its little conjured monsters.
But you know, if you decided to worship Torrig instead, you'd already be free.
You're not free, Silas.
Is assuming that Cloak Boy would worship Torrig better.
You have a Klaus in your head. You don't get to talk about freedom.
You also don't get to talk about tying rope to anything's penis. Let's just nip that in the whatever.
Penis.
Oh, he
said. Brandon Finas, that hasn't been paying attention to anything Cloak Boy's been saying for the past 10 minutes.
Seems fair.
Brandon just, like, picked up two rocks and just, like, doing curls.
Yeah, pretty much.
and he says, oh, and before I forget, your dead friend, if there's any place on the island that might be able to heal post-mortem wounds, it's gonna be here. The waters around the totem are very potent.
Fuck it, let's get going.
All right. We have motivation!
I'm stepping out of the cave and I'm dragging Kutharik with me.
Bjorg will continue to haul that corpse with him.
I'm going to play Little Wing on my lute as we walk.
Okay.
Because walk I this feel way. Like I'm not going to play Aerosmith. I'm going to play Hendrix.
Jesus. Barbarians.
Alright, you all step out, and you should be seeing the map on your screen.
Yes.
Yeah. Alright.
Is that the healing waters, like, 30 feet away?
It's up a steep incline. That's...
Oh, alright.
Jerry, is there any maps that don't have something on it that looks like a dick? Or is it just a special pack?
No, they all have pictures of you.
This is awesome for Klaus. We get to throw him in a well. Even if this doesn't heal him, at least he gets to go the way we wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably going to just throw him in something anyway, so...
That's pretty much what we've been doing up till now, so...
Yeah. That's how we got to this island. Different. Threw him off the cliff, remember?
Everybody give me initiative.
Initiative.
Shall I roll initiative?
Yes. The higher of the two will get to go. You still only get one physical turn, though.
Right.
This will determine who gets the first crack at the body.
Alright, well, Silas rolls a 22...
Brandon Finance rolls a 6. He's still not paying attention.
Bjorg rolls a 10.
Fandinko rolls a 5.02.
Klaus rolls a 25. Suck it, Silas.
Fandinko's just going to hang out in the back and jam. We're moving on to, like, string cheese incident by this point.
All right, so at the top of the initiative is Cloak Boy, who is going to bolt off in a dead sprint toward the water, running like his life is depending on it, because, you know, he sure seems to feel like it is. All right, now this is a very steep incline. It's going to cost double movement to get up.
All right.
With a full move, he can only get to the edge of the water. And Klaus.
Klaus would like to take Klaus's body from Bjorg and start booking it up toward the well.
Bjorg stares at his empty hands where once there was a corpse and is mildly confused.
Silas, what's your strength?
Hold on.
I'm going to do some kind of Indiana Jones body swapping thing here with Kufir.
15.
Oh, God.
Okay, you can haul him up there at the same speed penalty. But it is going to take one of your actions to take the body, so you only get 30 feet. Silas, Klaus burned your turn because he won the initiative, but you'll get to roll for it next time. Bjorg, you are without a Klaus for like the first time in a long while.
Bjorg is going to draw his sword and hightail it up the hill after the others.
All right.
Yeah, so he can get probably one square further than Silas did. So he's going to just book it up the hill.
Okay. Fandango.
Yeah, I'm just going to follow everybody else. Let's go.
Are you running, or are you just like walking along strumming?
I'll switch into Voodoo Child and jog a little.
For a bard, that's like maximum effort.
Yeah, dude. I mean, come on. This is as run as I get.
Oh, sorry, I skipped over Brandon. Brandon, you're up.
Oh yeah, sure. I'm gonna I guess just shove Kufrick's unconscious body into a bush somewhere and he'll be fine.
Well, and if he gets eaten and dies, we know where to find him.
Yeah, in a creature somewhere. So
that punch and learn about.
God, that is sort of the way he'd want to go, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. If he's going to be getting taken out by an already dead hyena, this guy's just a lightning rod for suck. So I'm going to leave him out there.
Oh, that's the name of an episode.
Lightning rod for suck. It's also the name of a good descriptor for my middle school years.
He's also, even if he was conscious, he was out of healing magic anyway, which just makes him pretty ineffective, more so than usual. Yeah, leave him in a bush, and I'm going to form up on Cloak Boy if I've got enough movement.
Yeah, you can. You don't really have to move Kuthric. He's just on the ground. You just kind of like kick him in the side, and he rolls a little. He's a dwarf. He's naturally round. And with that, we are back to Cloak Boy. And actually, you're all high enough now on the hill that you can roll perceptions.
All right. Silas rolls a 19.
Fendinga rolls a natural 1.
Klaus rolls an 8.
Bjorg rolls a natural 20.
Brandon Finemaster rolls a 12.
Okay. With that, you all can sort of get up to the top and see that at the peak of this hill, there is a beautiful stone pool. It only looks to be like a couple of feet deep, like maybe two or three at the most. And at its center is a pedestal and is giving off a beautiful red glow. And in the middle of that is an artifact that is, well, obviously glowing. It's kind of straightforward. It's an artifact on a pedestal in the middle of a pool. Bjorg, with that, you just look and you are a little bit entranced at all the life energy coming off of this thing. Because it is pumping out a shitload of magic to sustain all this.
That thing must be worth a fortune.
I'm shoving that thing up Klaus's ass.
We found the pool of infinite beer. And life.
Excuse me, might not be a while I kiss the sky.
Oh yeah, Fandango is just rocking too fucking hard to care about that shit at all.
Standing next to a mountain. I chop it down, did you, mate? Yeah.
Alright, so Cloak Boy is going to use the rest of his movements to... he can just run all the way over there. He's going to sprint. Same for the water, because you're moving in thick water, it's going to cost double movement if you go into it. But he runs, he splooshes up, and he sort of like gets to the edge, and the glow seems to be like pushing him away. And your perceptions are also going to inform on what happens next. As soon as Cloak Boy hits the water, a giant ripple of energy comes out from the artifact in the center.
Oh, it's killing time!
And suddenly, you are surrounded with similarly furred dinosaurs as what you met earlier, as well as giant flying versions that are... They're pterodactyls. I'm just going to tell you they're pterodactyls. Your characters know them as Big Fly Lizard Death Pain.
That's the name of my first band, yep.
Even the things in the sky will fear me.
The wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
Here's the little guys. They are coming in at a 13. And how about the Big Papas? Ooh, an 8. So the pterodactyls are coming in an 8, and the, I don't remember, like the furry, weird dinosaurs that you guys fought earlier are coming into 13. So, Cloakboy just went and pretty much triggered Dinosaur Hellstorm. Klaus and Silas, roll willpower, see who gets the body.
Alright. Ooh, Klaus rolls a 13.
Silas rolls a 19.
Alright, Silas, you have control of the body for this round. How would you like to use it?
Drop Klaus like a bad habit and, you know, fire at these things.
You son of a bitch, we're so close.
I would like to let all the readers who, or all the listeners who can't see the map in front of us, make sure you're all aware that he definitely just dropped Klaus nowhere near the actual point he needed to. they are nowhere near the waters, they are on the hill, and Klaus immediately begins to roll downward.
All right, you know what?
I told you we should have used rope.
Klaus is cool with this. Silas is going to hell.
Yeah, Klaus is going to inherit Silas' body.
Road to hell is paved with stupid intentions.
Or furry dinosaurs.
I'm gonna hang out until Silas goes to hell. Then I'm going to go put my own body back in the well.
Alright. So, Silas, just shoot. I mean, tell him what you're doing.
I'm doing a rapid shot, deadly aim at these guys, at the pterodactyl.
Alright, at the nearest pterodactyl. They are about 40 feet up.
Alright, that's fine. Alright, first shot is 15.
That will hit.
And does 10 damage.
Alright, you spear it in the wing and it hurts.
And the next one is 14.
That will miss.
Ah, fuck.
He lets out a squirr. And after that are all of the dinosaurs. So it is the dinosaurs' turn, the land dinosaurs. And they all just sort of squirr. And one is going to attack. Ooh, Fandingo, you're the closest.
Also the best looking. It's a burden that I bear.
One's going after Brandon. Oh, yeah, one's going after Cloakboy. Wow, I forgot how big these guys' movements were. One's going after Bjorg.
Come to me, dinosaur.
One's going after Silas.
Thank you, Toreg.
One's going to run most of the way there. And what the hell? Put another on Bjorg. Kuthric fell into a bush and is rightfully not hurt. Alright, so Cloakboy is getting the first one. Well, 7's not going to hit anything, neither will a 12. Alright, Brandon, you're getting the next strike. Does a 15 hit you?
It does not.
Alright, none of the claws do either. Huh. Bjorg, we'll do both ears. Bite. But does a 19 hit you?
Yes, it does.
5 damage.
Alright.
And then, there we go, that's what I was looking for. Oh! Natural 20! So, potential crit, willing to confirm. So that's a 21. Alright, that confirms. So 21 damage.
And Bjorg is
sorry, 12 damage. Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay.
He hit you for 6, yeah. Alright, so he successfully crits. He had hit for 6, double that, so that's 12 damage on top of the 5. So your total for this round is 17 from 2 dinosaurs.
Okay, let me just make that adjustment.
Would that we had another player on the field.
Right. It's almost like down to 11 hit points.
It's almost like someone designed this entire battle with the idea of one more person being here. Nah. Alright, last two are first off Silas. I don't think an 11 hits Silas.
Nope.
Does a 24?
Definitely.
How about a 22?
Yep.
14 damage.
Ouch.
No, 13. Jesus, what's wrong with me? 13 damage. And Fandango.
Hi.
Does a 24 hit you?
Fuck yeah.
Wow, these guys are rolling super high. 7 damage. does a 16 hit you?
My AC is 12, so yeah.
Oh, that's 7. The next hit's a 20, so that's 17 damage from that one.
So yeah, Fandango's out.
He helps fast.
That's, like, Fandango is a negative 2.
The day the music died.
For real.
Strum, strum, splat. Yeah. Alright, so Cloak Boys, you hear him scream from the pool. You idiots! They can't kill me in here, but I still need to focus!
Fandango does not respond.
We need to get everyone into the pool!
Bjorg, it is your turn.
Alright, so is he eating an AO, an attack of opportunity from both if he sprints for the pool?
You have a free 5-foot you can use. So okay. You can use that to get out of range, and then bolt. Because you'd actually take it from all three.
Alright, okay, let me see here. I'm thinking, because I'm thinking if he can get himself slightly recovered, then he's of more use to everyone. Let's see. Actually, you know what? Screw it. He's gonna, that's not what he would do. He's gonna rage and, he's gonna immediately rage and attack the first dinosaur that hit him.
There's the Bjorg, I know. Let's not try to plan things.
That was a lot of tactics for Bjorg.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no. Bjorg is basically gonna immediately go frothing and. And rolls a 20 unmodified.
That'll definitely hit.
Yeah. Damage, he rolls 18.
Wow, that is not enough to kill it, but it does hurt like a son of a bitch. And Bjorg, you heal 1 hit point.
Yay! I'm up to 12.
At that rate, in 2 rounds, I'll be able to be unconscious.
And unfortunately, at this point, the pterodactyls now have a turn. Alright, the first one's going to swoop down and try and hit Brandon.
It's a free meal there, lying there with Klaus's body. Jeez, these things are stupid.
So swooshes, but I don't think a 9 is going to hit.
Does not.
Nope. Alright, next one's going to swing by at Silas. Does a 16 hit?
Nope.
Alright, he'll end his turn over there. And this one I actually don't think is close enough to hit you guys, so it's going to fly over to get in position for the next swoosh. Brandon, it is your turn.
Okay, time to break out the shurikens. I'm going to flurry of blows, take 1 hit on the dino. What are they called again? Dino shredder.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, little shitbag. So I'm going to throw a shuriken at one of them, and then the other shuriken at the one that Bjorg has just attacked.
Okay.
Okay.
Flurry of blows. Chill thief!
Okay, 1 for 23 and 1 for 7.
Well, the first one was a 23, and that's the one right next to you, I believe. That will hit for 4 damage.
These shurikens are nowhere near as awesome as I thought they'd be.
Yeah, shurikens kind of suck, man.
Insufficient shurikens.
Fandango, your eyes flutter open. Here. You are at 1 hit point. Oh, Brandon, you didn't take any damage. So, Vaninga, you are healed up to 1. First bit of magical healing always gets you there.
Can I run like fuck?
You can stand, run, and so if you use an action to stand, you can make it 1. You can make it to the edge of the pool, assuming the attack of opportunity from the dinosaur doesn't bring you down.
What if I just lie here? Will I heal more?
You don't know.
Assuming it doesn't keep killing you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't eat the other dead thing. I mean, Klaus. And it didn't attack the unconscious dwarf. Fandango's going to play dead.
Roll me a bluff check.
I bluff it. Fandango bluffs a 22.
Okay. You hear muttering from Cloak Boy as he is still over at the glow trying to work some magic, but so far, no luck, and more cursing and shouting at you all to do your job and can get this dinosaur away from him.
Fandango snores a little in response.
Klaus and Silas, you heal 1 point, and roll me willpower to see who controls the body.
Klaus is very much more interested in doing the will of Torag than he is playing with dinosaurs. So, Klaus rolls a 9.
Little Corex taking it in the pooper.
Silas rolls an 18.
Silas has control of the body again.
Silas will use a move action. And Silas will take a shot at the thing that's harassing Cloakboy, just to shut him up from whining.
All right.
Wow. Torag must be proud. Not only did you run away from the dinosaurs, but you also failed to get Klaus.
Just find a good exorcism when this is over. Silas rolls a natural 1.
roll again.
Torag.
Good thing Cloakboy can't die.
Torag, guide my hand!
He just did.
And rolls a double 1.
Oh.
Klaus is laughing his ass off.
I've read this book.
Yeah. I'm gonna need another roll.
Oh, boy.
Alright, hang on. I want to pause for a minute and make sure the listeners understand what's happening. There are two rules in D&D, and there are a lot of rules in D&D, that's not true at all. But two of the lifetime rules that cross through the games are, if you roll 3 natural 20s, you kill whatever you're fighting, irregardless of how many hit points it has or what the AC is, etc. And that's just representing those random moments when an arrow shoots a dragon in the eye. If you roll 3 natural 1s, your character kills himself. I don't care if this is Immortality Island or not. Silas will die. That is stronger than magic. That is the book.
Here we go.
Klaus is crossing Silas' fingers.
Mighty Torag, do not fail me. Aha, 22.
Ooh, okay. You're not going to instantly kill yourself, but for 2 natural 1s, I think I'm going to have to give you something special here. And coupled with how you've been playing, Silas, as you drop the body of the man who Torag personally told you to restore to life from his best chances, and then flee from that body, submerging your own self in the healing water, you have now acted so unpaladin-like that you feel Torag's love desert you, and your paladin powers cease to function.
Thank you, Torag.
Jesus,
I deserve this.
You have all your base attacks and your saves and whatnot, but none of your class features or spells work anymore for right now. The good news is you did make it into the water, so you do heal half your hit point total.
I was actually going to try to help this guy. I wasn't fleeing the battle.
You rolled 2 natural 1s and you dropped someone who Torag personally told you to fix.
Quit your bitching. You're not translucent.
I'd forgotten that.
And Brandon has horns. Yeah. That's
why I'm counting on the dinosaur not wanting to eat me. He can just see through me.
Oh. So unless you were down past health, unless you were down past half health, you are fully restored. I'll let you know, in the water, you heal half your hit points every round.
Alright, half my hit points. Alright.
Must feel nice.
11.
I mean, you feel it too.
Oh, yeah.
You know exactly how nice it would feel if it hit your body.
This could be you right now, but it's not.
So
totally gonna make you shit yourself.
And you all, I mean, this is something that's serious. It happens. Like, as Silas runs, like, paladins almost always have a sort of innate light. Even if it's a shitty light like Silas's, like, you can still sort of tell. But as he thuds into the water, you just see like a spark go out as the light sort of leaves him for a moment.
Does this mean he stops singing for a change?
I don't know, Torag has that much magic. Let's not overstate.
This is great. Torag has struck me down. Like, what better blessing is there?
The only paladin who has ever lived who considers not being a paladin to be the ideal paladin state.
It's true.
It's pretty good, because everyone who's ever associated with a paladin considers not being a paladin to be the ideal state.
Well, it is the dinosaur's turn. Bjorg and Brandon both see the ones before their eyes heal up a little bit.
Damn it!
Yeah, that's both ways. So, Brandon, you're going to take another full attack. Bjorg, you're going to take 3 full attacks. Actually, Brandon's going to take another right here. And Fandango, since you're lying prone, one plants its claw through your throat and holds you down. Because these are literal manifestations of the magic's will. and they know you can't be dead.
Does that keep him from healing anymore?
It's going to keep him dead. It'll keep him dead within the context of what dead is on this island.
Poop.
So, Brandon, you're taking two. Nice. I'm going to guess a 20 natural 20 hits you.
Yeah.
Roll again to confirm. All right, so 5 damage from that, not too bad. And then the talons. Does a 24 hit you? Yeah.
Yes, it does.
That's 9 damage. Does a 16 hit you?
Yes.
That's 4 damage.
Jesus.
All right. Now the second dinosaur is going to attack you.
I don't think we're getting in the pool this turn.
An 8, I'm pretty sure, doesn't hurt you.
No.
A 19 will hit you for 10, and then the natural 1 will mean it hurts itself a little.
Good. It deserves it.
Oh, God.
And, Bjorg, you're taking 3, buddy. I'm just going to do the bites all at once and then the claws all at once, so...
Bring it on!
Bite 1. 14?
No!
Natural 20, rolling to confirm the crit. 18?
Yes.
All right, he rolled 5, that's 10 damage.
Third
bite. 13?
No.
All right. 18?
Yes.
10. All right, Bjorg is down.
Yep, Bjorg is actually pretty... He's at, like, minus 8.
But it is.
He goes down.
But it is his turn next, and he wakes up, like, he hits the ground, he feels the Grim Reaper try to come, and then it just vanishes in a swirl of life energy as you awaken at 1 hit point.
And am I up now, or?
You're lying on the ground. You have 2 actions to do with as you please.
Alright, can he, is it possible for him to try to get to the pool?
Yes, he can stand and run. He's going to take 3 attacks of opportunity. But if nothing else, you can fall forward.
Yeah, that's kind of the goal. Just hurl himself at the pool.
You know what? If you want to try for it, I'll even say you can do a standing jump.
All right.
That way, even that's if they hit check, you, so. Yeah, that way, even if they hit you, you'll, still get some distance out of it.
All right. Okay. Let's give this a shot then.
Alright, we're gonna just count this as a high jump.
Okay.
Like, mixed with a long jump. Alright, just give me your roll, I'll tell you how far you get.
Alright, so Bjorg heaves himself up, rolls a 14.
14 will get you, 8 feet high and 10 feet forward, so we'll give you up to here. So all right. A little bit closer to the pool. Now they're all gonna bite at you, we're gonna see if any of them take you down. 22. Yeah, you scramble up, leap forward, and one just like snaps you on the way out, and you just thud. But hey, you got distance. And that matters, especially when it's pterodactyl time.
Oh, motherfucker.
Who's still standing? Oh, Silas, you are definitely getting some pterodactyls. Alright, one's gonna swoop down at Cloak Boy. One's gonna swoop down at Silas. And one's gonna swoop down at Silas. Because Silas right now is. They're the highest points right now. So, Cloak Boys. Did it not roll? Oh, okay, there we go, yeah. Oh yeah, that's gonna hit. It puts a slice down his back and he's, ah! You idiots! First one on Silas. 13 doesn't hit you, does it?
Nope.
22?
Yep.
12 damage. How much does that hit you by?
By 4.
Okay. Brandon Thighmaster, how you feeling?
I'm down. I'm at minus 4.
Oh, yeah, oh you guys.
I can do at the moment.
Well, your eyes flutter open as you heal 1 point and are at 1.
I guess I'm going to make a break for the pool, I suppose.
You can do a 5-foot step, right?
Not when you're waking up on the ground. You're basically using your action to just scramble up and bolt.
Yeah, I mean... I've got evasion and mobility, but I can't remember what they are or how they work.
Evasion applies for reflex saves. Mobility, I think, would be useful, but I don't think in this context.
Okay. Right, yeah. I'm just going to try and jump for the pool, which would be, 15 feet next to Silas.
Well, and you're going up an incline as well.
So one hell of
you can
use
strength
episode.
Or acrobatics, whatever you want to try.
This feels like Hamburger Hill.
Yeah. Give me acrobatics.
All right, roll it.
Abs, don't fail me now. Okay. Rolls a 15.
All right. Just like Bjorg before you, that'll get you... Actually, that'll get you, I think, slightly higher, because you got a 15. Yeah. Oh, that'll just get you to the edge and kind of send you plopping into the pool. Let's see if either of them hit you on the way out. Yep. You are in the pool, but you are definitely unconscious.
Face down in the pool.
Yeah. Sploosh! Fandango, you are in agony as you cannot seem to fade away from the mortal coil, even though there's a claw in your neck. You just
stab this thing in the dick with my rapier.
No, you are flashing in and out of death as you keep trying to die, but you keep getting brought back at the last moment. This is hellish. Roll me fortitude.
Fair enough. That's gonna suck. Fandango rolls a 2.
You might have soiled yourself.
I'm gonna go get in the pool if I live through this, so you know, just wash my arse.
Oh man. I have to resurrect before that happens.
Yeah, we're gonna resurrect you with poop water, pal.
So Cloakboy is still got his hands pressed on the glowing thing. He's got a slice in his back. He's looking more pissed off. He turns over and starts cursing at you. You idiots! Keep them off me if you want this done! And get that dead body in here! Once I break this, the healing magic ends too!
Oh, fuck.
That would have been nice to know.
What did you think I meant when I said I was destroying all of the healing and things that are holding us here? It's all coming from this.
Wasn't listening.
He's just bashing his head. I hate non-academics.
I was jamming. And now I'm dead.
Poor Cloak Boy.
So one of you fuckers is going to have to get in the pool long enough to heal and then run back out and get all of the dead people.
So Silas,
actually just me.
Silas and Klaus, roll me willpower checks. Also,
all right, here we go.
Silas, you heal your half of your maximum hit points.
Silas only rolls a 9.
God damn it. Klaus rolls a 5.
All right. Silas has control of the body this round.
Well, Silas is going to... He's gonna step out, grab Bjorg, and drag him into the pool. Since, you know, he's probably the best shot we have of fighting off these things.
Not a terrible idea. Alright, I'll
do that as an extra fuck you to Klaus.
The first time since we've started this entire campaign that the GM has said that wasn't a bad idea.
Well, it's the first time you've deserved it.
And you have Silas to thank. Yes, yes.
Alright. That's going to pretty much eat your whole action. Bjorg is not a light man. Now it is the dinosaur's turn.
Oh, motherfucker.
Alright. And they, of course, heal up a point as well. But I got news for you, Silas. Right now you're the only standing game in town.
Jesus.
Apparently not for long.
I'd be up for TPK.
Look, I gave you guys a pool of infinite healing water. If you TPK in this, you got no one to blame but you. Silas, you're taking, here's the bites. What's your AC?
18.
Alright, 16 misses, 15 misses, 20 hits, 5 damage, 22 hits, 3 damage.
Jesus.
Now that they had to charge up, they're only going to get their claws, not their talons, so miss. A 19 will hit you for 3.
Yep.
A 3 will miss, and a 10 will miss. Alright. That is all the damage they do to you.
Thank you, Toreg!
Bjorg, what is half your max?
Back up to half his max. Okay, so that's about... No, wait, that's 14. Okay. So, alright, so...
Yeah. You heal 14 a turn.
Bjorg heard all of that and understands what's going on.
No, Bjorg was passed out in the water.
Okay.
Actually, he was passed out on the ground, and then Silas dragged him into the water after Cloakboy had shouted.
Okay, so, but can you put two and two enough together to realize that, like, getting the bodies is ideal here?
He told you at the beginning that when he was done, the magic was going. Yeah, it's not...
Okay, so...
It's not a secret.
Alright, so, Bjorg is going to basically take off running. Is it possible to make it to Klaus's body?
I would like you to check the map and realize that you have a dinosaur standing in both directions in front of you.
Alright, fair point.
Jump over it, jump over it!
I mean, do you have, anything for running through... enemies, a bull rush,
Let me really quickly look at my feats. I don't think I actually do, though. I do have Die Hard, which I probably should have been paying attention to before now.
Oh, okay, if that's true, then you were awake for that whole thing and you did hear it all.
Okay, gotcha. Let me just really quickly look at my feats. Sorry.
Damn. What is Die Hard? Whenever somebody punches you, you say, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker?
You're still conscious in the negatives. It's a super useful feat.
When his hit point is below zero, he automatically stabilizes.
Oh, I thought you were conscious. Meh, still good enough.
It's a little more complicated than that. He can move in those situations without further injuring himself.
Yeah.
Okay, so try to hack that, at least like wound one of these things and then make a break. He doesn't have bull rush or anything like that, unfortunately.
Son of a bitch.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think you can move through enemy squares. The only other option you would have would be to run around them and just take the attack of opportunity.
Yeah, then he's going to do that because otherwise, his friends are going to die. So
okay.
All right, so he's going
to
go around.
Show me your path. Remember, it's double movement, unless you're willing to just fall, in which case it's normal movement. Because it's really easy to go down a hill if you just fall.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if running would make it.
So you got to use one of your movements getting up. Are you going to fall, or are you going to try to stay stable?
He has to use one movement to...
get up, yeah, because he's just floating face down.
He's probably going to try to... he's probably going to try to stay stable, I guess.
Okay. Then you can make it 15 feet.
All right. And I will just have him just move him down there then.
There you go.
I think that puts him right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not expecting this to work, but got to make the best effort.
After Bjorg, go the pterodactyls. Oh, the good news is he rolled a natural one, so he missed the attack of opportunity.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's good.
It's about time he had a roll go our way.
Wait, these guys are not that strong, but man, they are rolling high on you.
And we're stupid.
Interesting fact. I went to the Natural History Museum on the weekend, and I saw one of these things, and they're really not that big. So I'm a bit, I saw one of its skeletons. I thought, never mind Brandon Firemaster, I could probably punch that. So this defeat is extra humiliating. So.
No defeat is too humiliating for Silas.
All right, so Silas is going to take a pterodactyl. Bjorg is going to take a pterodactyl. And Cloakboy is going to take a pterodactyl. Cloakboy's first. Hits. Slices. He curses. And his spell work is delayed yet again.
Good.
Part of me seriously considered attacking Cloakboy to reset the fight. Kill him and then let us all be dragged back to the beginning and try this over.
It would probably work just as well if you just tied him up for a few minutes.
Silas, an 11 doesn't hit you. Bjorg, what's your AC?
I think it's 18.
Alright, sure. So 16 doesn't hit you.
Okay.
The pterodactyls only succeed in wounding Cloakboy. Brandon Thymaster, you awaken at half health.
Cool, right. If I move back from the lizard in front of me by 5 foot, will I take an attack of opportunity then?
No, you can use your free 5 foot to just shift. You use a move to stand up, your free five foot away, and because he's on like a slightly different inclination than you, I'll give you that.
Cool. In that case, I'm going to again use Flurry of Blows with the Shuriken, and the aim of this is I want to attack the dinosaur to the left of Silas and the one that's on Cloakboy, mainly just to try and get their attention, to be honest.
Okay.
So... see how that goes.
I was really hoping you were going to attack Cloakboy.
Yeah, same here.
Natural one. With the shuriken. I still don't know how these things work.
Maybe he did attack Cloakboy.
Yeah. No, that was the one that was on the one towards Silas. So roll me a d20. The 17 hits the one on Cloakboy, though.
Oh, well, that's okay. Sorry, Silas.
That's even better.
Probably going in the back of your head. 17.
No, you just missed. It doesn't hit anybody.
Okay.
Be way funnier if it ended up in Silas's butt.
It would almost be too sad if Brandon just beat up Cloakboy. Like, I just feel like we've been leading to that in the beginning, and he's already beaten Cloakboy's personality and heart into the ground.
I keep expecting Cloakboy to completely go batshit and fireball Brandon.
This is for taking my lunch money!
Alright, Fandango, you are trapped in an eternal nightmare.
I am trapped with the Musak version of Girl from Ipanema. This is hell.
You can flail wildly and try a single unarmed attack at the claw holding you. So you can just try to like knock its leg away.
That would be a melee?
No, yeah, that's just a strength plus base attack.
Yeah, well, so I think I kill myself.
Get off me!
Fandango rolled a two.
Fandango rolled a two.
Not a natural one, it's just a two. And he slaps ineffectually and continues to just live the nightmare of being trapped like this.
Slapping ineffectually really does describe Fandango's combat style, though.
Cloakboy is going to continue trying to work through this magical field. Silas and Klaus, roll me willpower checks.
Come on.
Klaus only gets a 6.
Klaus rolls a 17.
Klaus, you have control of the body this round. Oh, and you heal half your max hit points.
Awesome. So, what are Silas's hit points right now?
20.
Here, I'll make the adjustment for you. So, it was, it's 11 per round. Oh, you already got it? Okay.
Klaus would like to hurl Silas's bow all the way down the hill. Like toward Klaus.
Roll me a strength check.
Alright.
We really are going to wipe ourselves out. Just like the worst case scenario right now would be for Cloakboy to succeed.
10 plus 2, 12.
Alright, it's not terribly hard to just huck a bow down a hill. You just toss that thing in the air and it rolls down. Give me a second and I'll put a little bow there.
Sweet. All right.
Now you're just being petty.
Some extra motivation to go the fuck down there.
Now he's just being petty? Have you met this guy?
All right. And I'm going to break right and attacks of opportunity be damned. Yeah, I'm going to try and make my way around these things.
Alright, if you flip 5 foot over, you can get it down to 2 attacks of opportunity. Oh no, only one, because the dinosaur already used his on Bjorg.
Well, I also already made an attack or something. I threw a bow.
And?
The 5 feet is free.
Yeah.
Oh, alright. Alright, I guess I'll use it.
You don't have to. You can choose to take all the attacks of opportunity.
No. It's better if I get down there. Alright, I'll take my 5 step.
24 is definitely going to hit, so Silas takes 5 damage.
Alright,
you have 30 feet.
Motherfuckers? Yeah.
Are you going to roll, or are you going to try and stay stable?
What do I feel will get me the most distance?
Rolling. 1000% rolling.
Fuck it, roll.
Alright. 5, 10, and then you can get... oh, Jesus. Actually, if you're taking the path of least resistance, which would be, like, right down the mountain... You would start rolling, and immediately you would be rolling into Bjorg.
Well, that'll get him rolling, too, and we'll get down that much faster.
Or you could go diagonally to here and roll. It's up to you. I am not your character. You tell me how you go.
We start this episode from...
He's not his character, either.
Yeah.
I don't even see Bjorg. I'm rolling. I need to get Klaus's body.
Before
Fandango shits in it.
Bjorg, roll me a reflex save.
Yeah, you need a reflex save? Okay.
I need a reflex save.
Oh, this is terrible. Alright, hold on. This should be a laugh riot. Bjorg rolls 4.
Alright, well, you are definitely just a ball of rolling people now.
I am no longer the stupidest looking thing on this hill.
This is good for everyone. Bjorg, what are you doing so slowly?
Ow! Dude, all Bjorg knows is all of a sudden Silas is all over him and they're falling. This is a nightmare scenario.
This is awesome.
In your nightmare, it involved Crisco.
Alright, it's the dinosaur's turns.
Where do we fall?
You guys are actually like a flailing ball of limbs right now, so you're not super appetizing. So they're gonna jump in and start going after Brandon One's going to trail you. One's going to trail you too, and take a bite and miss. You are too crazy. All right, so one on Cloak Boy. actually, 14 won't hit him. 21 will. He takes. God! He slows down again. And 3 on Brandon. 11, 9, and 14. Do any of those hit?
No.
All right. Now the talons. What, 17?
17 hits.
Natural 20? Natural 20 hits. Yes. 19? Yeah, you know, I'm going to go ahead and take a wild guess.
Yeah. Anything above a 16.
Yeah. You are knocked into the water, bloody and unconscious again.
And he just stood up. Oh, well.
Bjorg, the two of you roll to the bottom of the hill.
Oh, God!
It's going to take you a whole action to disentangle and get up.
Alright, Bjorg will do that. Can he then run towards Klaus?
He may, and he can use... No, that's plenty of... You got movement left to burn. I'll even let you scoop Klaus onto your shoulder if you want.
Yep, throwing the body over the shoulder. If he was able to keep his hold on it, he is holding onto his sword in one hand because it's worth it to take the penalty to swing it one-handed just to not be completely fucked if the dinosaurs come down on him.
Yeah, that's fine. You have your sword. I didn't imagine Bjorg was going to let go of that motherfucker.
No. He still has memories of crabs.
One pterodactyl on Cloak Boy, one pterodactyl on Bjorg, and one pterodactyl on Silas. So Cloak Boy... 25. Oh, it's a bad hit. None of you can see him anymore, but he's looking bloody. He's looking bad. 21 on Bjorg.
Oh, yeah, that's a hit.
All right, that is 8. Although, roll me a reflex save.
All right. Oh, Jesus, it's obliterating Klaus's body.
it's coming down from the sky. You've got him on his shoulder.
Reflex save, Bjorg rolls a 5.
Ooh, that is not great. Roll me a strength.
Oh, shit.
I want to see him fly off of Klaus's body.
100% he's flying off of Klaus's body.
Bjorg rolls a modified 20 on the strength check.
Woo! Okay.
So how much of Klaus do I keep?
Not that little bit that was just barely hanging on anyway.
If he can throw in a fingernail or something, do I resurrect?
So the pterodactyl flies down and grabs at the delicious Klaus corpse that you've lifted up into sight. It definitely grabs hold before you realize what's happening and tries to pull him away. But with a 20, you manage to, like, yank Klaus back. Although the claws do definitely shred his strange-looking flesh.
Have our dead beaver, Klaus!
Klaus is looking pretty bad for the wear, I'm not gonna lie.
Fucking zombie beaker.
That's the wrong one. Oh, Silas, you got lucky. It's a 9. Yours misses you.
As lucky as you can be in this situation, to be fair.
Brandon, you awake at half health.
Oh, brilliant. I'm just gonna punch the nearest dinosaur in the face. What's going on for a 10? The 10 hit?
No, 10 doesn't hit.
Alright, that's me out of ideas.
Fendingo, roll me an unarmed melee attack.
Fendingo flails a little and then lays still. Fendingo rolls a 9. He flails at the dinosaur and then stops. Sadly. Weakly.
Alright.
From the ground, he moans a little.
There's a red howl, Oleander.
It is Cloak Boy's turn. He heals up since he is in the water, although he is still wounded and not looking happy. Almost as if you guys have been doing a really shitty job at the protection gig he asked you to fill. Silas and Klaus, roll me will saves.
Here we go again. Silas only rolls an 8.
Come on, Klaus. Ah, shit. Klaus rolls a 6.
Silas, you regain control of your sprawled out body.
All right. Well, seeing that, Klaus is in good hands, sorta.
Ass.
Silas will try to rush over and bull rush this the dinosaur that's busy chowing down on Fandango.
Do you have bull rush?
I think anybody can do a bull rush. It's just whether or not you have any feats in it that give you bonuses.
Oh.
Yeah, actually, you can. I think. Damn, I should have remembered that.
I can't do a bull rush. I'm lying on the ground with a lizard on my throat.
Fortunately, Silas is here to selflessly help you.
All right.
Bucking to get that paladin shit reinstated, aren't you, pal?
No, just trying to prove how selfless I can be when Klaus is not at stake.
As long as I'm the beneficiary of it, I'm good with that.
Yeah, you would take help from Kutharik at this point.
I would take it from the pterodactyl. I'd be fine if the pterodactyl just yanked me up into the air.
I'm probably going to take an op attack from this one guy because I'm running past him.
He's on an incline, so I'm going to say you're too far down.
Okay.
That's GM speak for you. You guys are so fucked to start with, I'm going to give you this one.
18!
Woo! You knock it off of Fandango, who is dead with a hole in his throat for the moment.
Yeah!
Or dying with a hole in his throat. You never cross over.
When I wake up, I will take two rounds off from talking shit about Silas and Torak.
I will take it.
I'm not saying which two rounds or when they're coming.
But just
two
in
rounds
time,
is all he needs to convert you.
Oh, mother of God.
It is the dinosaur's turn. All right. The one you knocked is going at you, but first up is the one going at Cloak Boy. Oh, 24, 8 damage. Yeah, that hurts. Okay, the other two miss, so he's hurt, but he's still okay. And let's see. 3 on Brandon. Bite. Natural 20. 19, 24. All right, Brandon, you're down.
Yeah.
It's really, really nice of Brandon to just selflessly take all of this ass-wolfery.
Yeah.
Well, look, he's all the lean cuts of meat.
If anything, these dinosaurs are getting well fed.
Yeah. Silas, you're taking a bite and claws. 20, I know, hits you, so 3 damage. And 19.
Yep.
Yep. And a 23, so 10 and 8, so another 18 damage.
Another 18?
Yeah.
All right, well, Silas goes down.
You shove the dinosaur away, and the dinosaur responds by clawing you half to death. Bjorg, 2 bites. Does a 15 hit you?
No.
And a 10. All right, 2 sets of talons. 7 and a 23. So
23 does hit, yeah.
So that's 7 damage.
All right, down to 7.
HP. All right, 10 misses, 22 hits, 4 damage.
Ah. All right, down to 3.
Make that 4, because it's your turn, so you heal a point.
All right.
Can you just throw that body into the pool? He must be strong enough to do that. He's Bjorg.
Well, I think what I'm trying to see is, because there's at least one space. There's a square between Silas and the dinosaur. Can I move through that and try to make a break? Like, just eat the attack of opportunity and try to make a break straight upward for the pool?
You can. You have a free 5, so you can get it down to 1 attack of opportunity and try and book. If you use your full movements, even on double, you'll just get there.
All right, he's going to do that.
Okay, so this basically comes down to whether or not the dinosaur's bite knocks you out.
Yeah.
Come on, Bjorg.
13 does not hit!
Excellent! Hey.
Bjorg is going to run and jump into the pool and dumps Klaus's body in.
Bjorg leaps into the pool and drops the screamingly bloody corpse of Klaus into the water, where you notice it does actually, the wounds seem to start healing up. Slowly but surely. But surely.
Shit, I gotta learn how to play this game again now.
All you've done is roll will saves for a month.
Yeah. Alright, pterodactyl on Cloak Boy. Pterodactyl on... 2 pterodactyls on Bjorg. Alright, first one on Cloak Boy. Miss. First one on Bjorg. Natural 1, rolling again to see if it hurts itself. It does not. And a 25.
Oh, yeah, on Bjorg? Yeah, that hits.
6 damage.
Yeah, Bjorg's down.
So Bjorg charges past, chomping dinosaur jaws, leaps into the water, spikes Klaus's body deep within into the 3-foot depths, and as he's celebrating, a pterodactyl comes along and just slices the back of his neck and drops him.
When Bjorg wakes up, he's going to have paladin powers.
When you say spikes his body, I'm fairly sure there is a Northman sport that involves just running around with corpses.
Oh, I'm 1,000% sure.
Yeah. That's called dating.
Are you guys kidding me? This is like the best day Bjorg has had in recent memory. He's getting to kill things, and he's getting to get bloodied up, and it's not permanent. Yet.
Yet. Being the operative word. Okay.
Right, Brandon! You awaken at half health.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Again, I'm gonna just... Can I do anything but... I'm trying to think if I've got anything on me. All I've got is that stupid floating device thing that doesn't work.
You got a broom?
The ab ladder?
Yeah, the ab ladder. difficult to pronounce floating device, motherfuckers.
The guy from the deep south is just really glad that somebody else is getting shit for their accent for a change. Just saying.
Which guy from the deep south? You, Mississippi Bevan, or Texas me?
Yes.
I guess I could try taking a slug of that magic wine. At the very least, it'll give the dinosaurs more to eat the next round.
True. All right, roll a d10.
D10?
Roll a d10.
Yeah. One.
One.
Hmm.
Might be the first time in history a character's ever failed his booze check.
Yeah, I somehow failed to drink from the flask.
No, you get one. Roll a will save.
Okay. Oh, God.
Don't get a natural one.
25.
All right, you remain in the right state of mind with your one extra HP. You have a single action left.
Can I punch a dinosaur?
Sure, punch a dinosaur.
Okay, unarmed strike for 8.
That will not hit. Okay, Brandon, you drink wine and then clumsily swing at a dinosaur's face and miss.
Typical Saturday night.
Bar fight, yeah.
Fandango, you are awake with one hit point and you are not having a dinosaur claw through your mouth or through your throat. It's the
best round ever. So, I can get up, but if I move, I'm going to get knocked the fuck down again.
You're basically in a situation not unlike Bjorg's, where your best shots are either to strike or run, and hope that it misses the attack of opportunity.
I have a strength of 12. Can I move Silas?
Take the attack.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna just try and drag your ass with me.
You are okay. So getting up. You can basically grab Silas and try to haul him a little bit. You cannot in any way run with him, I don't believe. Definitely not up the steep of an incline.
Yeah, my hope is that once I get the ever-loving fuck knocked out of me, that Silas will eventually wake up and drag me the rest of the way.
I wouldn't count on that.
Well, he did save me once.
He did he save you once.
Yeah, but that was me. I might lose my will save.
That's true. If you want, you can...
The six.
Yeah. If you want to try, you can try and get him... Try and move the two of you up 5 feet. That's the most you'll get if you succeed.
Yeah, fuck that noise. I'm getting up and running like hell then.
Alright, you can get 15 feet if the dinosaur fails its attack of opportunity.
Right.
19! Right.
Plop.
I'll give you 5 feet. You had a little momentum. And you're down. Cloakboy heals, but is still not looking fantastic, and is very slowly working on this thing. But you do notice the glow is starting to crackle and weaken. You have managed to soak up enough dinosaur hits that he has been making progress, and it looks like he's starting to be able to move closer to that artifact. So it might be a little bit longer, but he's probably going to make it eventually. And Silas and Klaus, roll me will saves.
Oh, am I not in my body again, then?
No.
Oh, shit.
Silas rolls a 9.
Silas rolls a natural 20.
You have control of this fucking body.
Oh, man. What to do? And I've got one hit point, or?
Yeah, you have one hit point.
Oh, man. I guess I'll take an attack of opportunity from that guy, but I'm just going to book it to the fountain.
All right. Let's see. What's your AC?
18.
21!
Woo! Alright.
You get 5 feet. Oh, but unfortunately, you both have dinosaurs near you. And you both have become throat pinned. Let's see. One's gonna attack Cloakboy. He will natural one. He does not hurt himself. And he will successfully hit Cloakboy once, but not do that much damage. Brandon.
Yeah, it's gonna be eaten.
No, you're only getting two this time.
Hey.
Third's gonna go for Bjorg.
Oh.
Oh no, wait, is Bjorg dead in the water? Yeah. Sorry, Brandon, you're getting all three.
Ah, great.
So 12, 17, 13. Yes. Five 17. Damage. Alright. 23. 24. Yeah, you're down.
Yeah.
They just blitzkrieg you.
Jeez.
You know, this is the one battle where Tharg is doing the best.
I wish I'd hid myself in a bush. This would have went a lot smoother.
Bjorg, you wake up with half health.
Oh, Christ. Okay. So, shit. Now I basically have to choose between going and rescuing Silas and, you know what? Can I roll something to taunt those dinosaurs that are on them into coming to attack me? Because as long as I'm in the pool, he doesn't give a shit.
You know what? I'm pretty sure that is a intimidate.
Like intimidate? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I got roll that. Roll as an intimidate.
All right, Bjorg is gonna try like specifically look at the. He's gonna look at the two dinosaurs pinning Klaus and Silas and Fandango down, and is basically just gonna be like, "Hey, hey! You silly ass boring lizard freak things, come on and get me!"
Alright.
Get this! And then proceeds to, like, you know,
give them insult their dinosaur heritage or something.
Yeah.
Alright, rolling this raw intimidate, straight intimidate.
Straight
your
intimidate.
Your mother was a tadpole.
Your daddy fucked a stegosaurus.
Bjorg rolls a 23.
Holy shit, that's a really good intimidate.
Your arms are too short, you can't scratch your nose.
Alright, you have successfully gotten their attention. We'll see how that plays out on their turn. But of course.
Everything is going to attack me at once.
But of course, you'll have to survive the pterodactyl's turn first. Which, one's coming for Cloak Boy. Alright, he misses. Yeah. One's coming for Bjorg. 15?
No.
13?
Nope.
Alright, then you are missed on both counts.
Yeah!
And Brandon, you awaken at half health.
It's some terrible Groundhog Day.
Are you kidding me? This is the most literalistic interpretation of that line from Road Warrior.
I die.
We live, we die, we live again.
Alright, I'm back.
Bjorg okay, successfully teased the dinosaurs away from Silas. Well, we'll see if they get to move. Alright, go ahead, Brandon.
I'll tell you what, now that Bjorg's meat shielding as well, I'm going to take a 5 foot back and see if I can take some heat off Cloak Boy. Then I'm going to flurry of blows with the shuriken to my 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock dinosaurs.
Okay.
6 doesn't hit. 14, does that hit?
It does not.
Oh, well. These fuck? Shurikens aren't. They're not panning out very well. They looked really cool in the shot, but starting to think this is another air bladder situation.
How many times has he died thinking, should have bought more brooms?
Fendigo, you can give me the unarmed attack because it has not been the dino's turn yet, so they cannot react to Bjorg.
Fendigo wakes up, flails, misses, flops back down.
Yep. Alright, Cloakboy's making some serious progress. He's healing back up nicely. That last round didn't hurt him too bad, and he's gotten like his hands like halfway through the glow, and it looks like he's gonna be able to grab onto that artifact fairly soon. Silas. First off, actually, either one of you can roll this. It's gonna be more reactionary than anything else, the melee flail attack.
16.
Alright, you smack it away a little bit. And you get like a breath, and you're, and you can, you have two options. You can try to crawl 5 feet, or you can try to stand.
I try to stand.
Okay.
Dum-dum.
You stand up, and that is where your turn ends.
Well, that was probably dumb, you know. I forgot I'm, alright.
Well, all right. I did also intimidate them.
Yeah, and the intimidate on the one that had a cloak, or has a claw through Fandango worked. But unfortunately, the one that had a claw through Silas got a more interesting target near at hand when Silas stood up.
Damn it. What about the third one? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
I live, I die, I live again.
We'll do 3 on Brandon, 3 on Bjorg, 1 on Silas.
This is like Nietzsche power hour.
Yeah. All right, 1, 2, 3 on Brandon. So 10, 13, 17.
17 hits.
8 damage.
Okay.
11, 6, 22.
22 hits.
All right, one more. Six. That was only 6 damage, though. So, oh, I think that's it.
Yeah,
are you still standing?
Yeah. I'm starting to think that Clugboy didn't employ us for our combat skills. I think he knew this was going to happen.
You think there might be a reason he let you treat you like shit that whole time?
Yeah, he knew I was going to be eating. That's what he's thinking. Ah, he can say what he likes. He's going to be eating soon. Repeatedly. Forever.
Oh, right, that was just Brandon. So next up is Bjorg. First bite, 19.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
All right, that's 5 damage.
All right, down to a 10.
And then Talons, 8, 12. Nope. 13, natural 1. Nope. 15, 19?
19 hits, yeah.
5 damage. Wow, you only took 5 out of that whole thing.
That was... Wait. He only took 5 total out of all of those attacks?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's, so he's at 10.
And Silas.
Oh, God.
16?
Miss.
24 and a 19.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that sends him way past dead, I think.
Well, you can't. You hit the wall and you fall down.
Dead in the 12th dimension.
Pterodactyls
I go to embrace the Torag and he kicks me right in the face and says, not today.
Alright, everybody who's standing, so that's Brandon, Cloakboy, and Bjorg, are going to take a pterodactyl. So first Cloakboy, miss.
I'm not standing.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh, alright. The yeah. Then 2.
Bjorg standing.
Cloakboy. And then 18 on Bjorg?
That hits, yes.
5 damage.
Okay, alright, done 5.
Brandon, you awaken.
Yeah, this is all. Still getting very familiar. Alright, yeah, I'm going to do a single broom strike on the dinosaur to my 12 o'clock. Actually, no, on the dinosaur to my 6 o'clock. 17?
17 will hit.
Absent broom, 6 damage.
Woo! You hit him. By the way, the dinosaurs are healing just as fast as you all are in this water.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's the four that counts.
Fandango, you awaken with 1 hit point and no dinosaur around you.
How far can I run?
Standing up will take a turn, so you can get 15 feet. If you want to try and do a running jump, I'll allow that.
I have acrobatics.
All right, roll me a running jump.
All right.
You're going to take an attack of opportunity on the way.
Fandingo's going to acrobatics with us 9. So he's going to try to trip over the lip of the pool and fall on his face into the water.
Oh. And he does go down, but because you got right to the edge with your run, that's enough to just propel you slightly. You fall basically face first into the water. Near dead, but in the water.
I'll take it.
Alright, it is Cloakboy's turn. He got a round almost unbothered that time, and he is seriously making progress. Like he's screaming like, I'm almost there! Keep defending! And it looks like he'll be able to wrap his hands around that artifact probably like next round, if you were guessing.
Oh, God, okay, well.
That means we need to get Silas into the pool.
However, I will say this. Silas, willpower, and Klaus. The dinosaur used his full attack last round, so he didn't have time to plant a spike through your throat.
Natural 20.
10.
Natural 20 takes run. It.
Just run.
Yeah, well, that's what he's going to try to do. I mean, I'd probably take an op, but try to dive in next to where Fandango is.
All right, roll me an acrobatics, and let's see if the attack of opportunity brings you down first.
I guarantee it will.
13, he doesn't hit.
All right, acrobatics is a natural 20.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Just does a triple flip into the pool.
Silas literally just bolts up, leaps into the pool so hard that he smacks the dinosaur in the back and like sends it tumbling forward. It is an accidental bull rush. Brandon, you get an attack of opportunity.
Silas, you're so much better at life when you're not a paladin.
Am I not? I think I'm dead, aren't I? Or away.
Oh, yeah, you were knocked out. Never mind.
Yeah.
Does Bjorg get to go again?
Never mind. I think I'm the dinosaurs get to go first. Never mind.
Yeah, the dinosaurs get to go first. Which means, Brandon, you are awake, because you would have been healed.
Oh, right. Okay.
The dinosaurs haven't knocked you out yet.
Attack of opportunity. Boom strike. Hey. 23.
4 damage. He heals that immediately because it's his turn, but I'm just gonna see who's down and who's not on this one. So 3 are going to Brandon. 9, 20, 22. That's 9 damage so far. Do I need to keep going?
Yeah, I've got 4, but I'm sure I'll survive it.
19.
Oh yeah, 19. I've still got 1.
Alright. 15, 12, 8. Oh.
Yeah.
7, 22. Oh.
Yeah, 22.
10 right, damage. Okay,
alright. Whack-a-mole with Brandon Thymaster. Whack-a-mole.
It's going to give chase. It doesn't like losing Silas. So, Brandon, you're going to take 3, 14, 19. So that's 7 damage. 15? No, that didn't hit you. 21 hits. 21 hits. So that's 10 more damage. Let me know when you're out.
Is this me?
Okay. This is Bjorg.
Bjorg? Yeah. Oh, no, he's out.
Okay.
He's down.
And 1 on Silas, natural 20, rolling to confirm, yeah. 23.
It doesn't matter, I got 1 hit point.
Yeah, but you're in the water. Bjorg, you awaken at half health.
Yes! He's just going to viciously swipe at whatever the nearest creature is if he can.
Okay.
There are 3 nearest creatures.
The one between him and Cloakboy, because everyone is in the water now.
That is true.
Alright, in pure vindictive hate, Bjorg swings for a 22.
Woo! Roll damage.
At the very least, he can end this fight on his terms before they all eat him. And damage is 18.
Wow. You did a lot. You definitely hurt the shit out of this thing.
Fuck you!
Alright, pterodactyls.
Spirits of the North!
1 at Cloakboy, 2 at Bjorg. Y'all are the only ones standing right now. 22. Ooh, he slices, but he minimum damages Cloakboy. 12 and a natural 20. Oh shit. Oh no, wait, Bjorg's down. Never mind. Oh, so this last this one has to go on Cloakboy.
No, Bjorg is up.
Oh,
Bjorg is up. Still.
Oh, you're right. So first one misses. Second one's a natural 20. What's your AC?
It was like 18.
All right. Then he does not confirm. So it's only 12 damage.
All right, I'm back down to 3 hit points.
Brandon.
He's puking blood through his beard.
Everyone is just blood, and yet you notice the water around you is still crystal clear and perfect.
What a lovely pool!
Brandon.
Fandango's shit in it yet.
You awaken at half health. Fandango doesn't appear to have defecated himself anymore.
Yay!
Well, that's a plus.
Has very powerful restorative abilities.
Well, that's the first bit of good news we've had all day. Okay, I'm gonna, that's not much else I can do, but broom. I'm gonna broom my 6 o'clock dinosaur.
Alright.
13.
Miss.
No.
Fandango.
Yes.
You awaken at half health.
Yay.
My loot. She is soggy. Fandango's going to cast Ear Piercing Scream at the one at my 2 o'clock.
Alright. What does he roll?
He rolls a fortitude for a partial.
3 doesn't do it.
So he's going to take, he's dazed for a round and will take 2d6 sonic damage.
Okay, roll it.
Right. Fandango screams for 10 points of damage.
Woo! Alright.
I got pistols on my fingers!
Okay, so, as you are all fighting and bleeding and screaming, Cloakboy finally manages to get his hands on the artifact in the center of the pedestal. And he whispers some arcane words, and those of you conscious can actually see it crack, and then splinter, and then a sudden wave of energy explodes out from it, hitting all of you, surging through the pool, drying it instantly, and it's just like an explosion of light that seems to wash all around you, and then down the mountain, in like a fading glimmer as it moves.
Whoa!
And several things happen when the light hits. For one, the water immediately dries up, and around you the foliage begins to die instantly. All of you are restored to full health, and all transient conditions, or all temporary conditions and permanent conditions that were basically put on you in the White Lightning Squid, such as transparency, smoking, claws, teeth, etc., horns, are wiped out. And Klaus finds himself awakening in his own body.
Oh, it's about fucking time.
As you all have successfully raided what is was essentially an extremely potent amount of restoring magic.
I can't see through me anymore.
I think we've just destroyed one of the wonders of the world.
As you are all amazingly waking up feeling great, you hear cackling laughter filling the air as Cloakboy dusts the last of the artifact off of his hands and says, Finally, I've been able to restore and break that curse. Oh, it's been too long. And as he tilts his head back, you see a pair of horns beginning to grow from his head and dark embers of magic swirling around him. And for the first time, it occurs to you that perhaps coming to an island where everyone was completely happy, constantly healed, well-fed, and uninjured, tracking down the source of that very powerful, healing, positive energy, and one that could only work in the light, by the way, and destroying it may not have been a necessarily good thing to do.
I knew there was a reason I didn't like him.
As Cloakboy's horrible cloak splits into leathery wings and flaps twice, bringing him into the air, that is, I think, where we're going to call this episode until the next game.
Broke everything.
Before we end, Klaus would like to reach down his pants and check his junk.
His junk, like all of you, has been completely healed. All
right, now we can end.
Very small.
So, God.
I literally wondered if Silas was ever going to detect evil on him.
Yep. Completely forgot I had that power.
Yep. And so, Silas, if you were wondering why your paladinhood might have partially been stripped away, it was also because you dropped the task that Torag gave you to go try and help a evil creature destroy an item of good magic.
So Torag is just like, fuck you, dude. Like,
we are the stupidest adventurers ever.
We are very dumb.
We could not write this any dumber. And I've read shit that all of y'all have written, and we can't write characters as dumb as we play.
I was like, there's no way they're gonna let me get all the way through this and have Cloakboy turn on them. Someone's going to question why he always works best in the shadow, and this island always works best in sunlight. Like, the very basic iconography of good and evil.
We all followed, like, you know, Brandon's lead and pretty much just ignored him whenever he said anything or did anything.
Yeah, you did. I'm so happy that worked, though, because I really wanted to set up that fight for our one-year episode.
Klaus feels we did the right thing.
Klaus feels himself, and that's about all he cares about feeling right now.
And now how do we get off this island without all of the people whose lives we just ruined killing us?
Boy, that's a great question that might have been better expressed 3 games ago.
Or even 10 minutes ago.
On the upside, Klaus is out of my fucking head, finally.
You are 2 characters once again.
Oh, shit, I forgot. Klaus would like to pull a small notebook out of his person and check off Silas.
Oh, God.
Alright, and now that ends the game portion, but we are going to move on to taking questions from you folks. Remember, if you have a question, we do live blog during these games, facebook.com/authorsanddragons, and we do take your cues and give you some A's at the end of our sessions. So, Joseph, do you want to take us through?
Yeah, sure. So our first question comes from our friend Brendan, who says, a monk question. To truly punch the unpunchable, what levels of punch power must be mastered prior to releasing the ultimate punch?
I will field that one, if nobody minds.
I feel like only you could.
That's actually one of the mind-clearing mantras that they use at the Temple of the Many Fists. And the only answer, really, in fact, the embodiment of both the question and the answer is Brandon Firemaster. So...
Well said. Brilliant. Well said.
All right. Let's see here. Okay, so our friend Jonathan asks,
What are some other recurring themes that always seem to pop up in your RPG history? For example, wells and swimming underground, or oil or burning shit.
Burning shit, I think, is, I bet, in every one of our histories.
Yeah.
Well,
during our first interlude, I already mentioned how friendly fire is not my friend, so...
There's never really anything friendly about that shit.
Every time I have a friend who tries to play a character of a different gender in-game, they inevitably always forget. And that's why one of my favorite parts of Gamers the Darkness Rising is the guy constantly shifting back and forth in character, because nobody ever remembers that shit, like, on both sides of the aisle.
Murdered horses.
Was that from your games? I thought that was just for the book.
Oh. The games. All right, yeah, never mind. I'll go with, burning shit down.
Repurposing existing spells for prank purposes. That's definitely constantly shows up in my games.
Going off book, I think, is just a universal one.
Yeah.
You guys are the embodiment of that shit.
Yeah, we built that shit.
Both the book and going off book. All right, so next question. Let's see here. Our friend Scott says, will we get to see some werebear action in this game in the future? I will leave it up to you guys how you define action.
Well, one of us will want to punch it. One of us will want to get inside it. Fuck, dude. I mean, Fandingo will probably try to sleep with it.
That's what the people want. That's what's in the chats right now.
I know. Going back to the books, I'm gonna put out one of these days.
Let's see here.
Taken by the werebear.
I will say, as DM, I don't know if they're gonna be in there or not. I do know that if I put them anywhere in there, you guys will find a way to fucking get to them.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did evade the apes. We never actually encountered the giant apes.
That's true. That's like the one peril you managed to dodge. Instead, you went and raided a bandit base.
What wasn't that up for debate? Didn't we? Some of us think that we were at least the bandits were under the influence of the apes.
That was, yes. Silas. Silas was convinced that the apes are the masterminds behind everything.
Yeah, he's dumb.
Let's see here. Our friend Matthew says, when does the group have to fight dark versions of their characters, a la Water Temple or Ocarina of Time, or witnessing the antics of this bunch, would they be fighting light versions of themselves?
Boy, that's a really good question. Here's the better one. Would the mirror versions of you guys be competent?
They would all have good teas, and they would all be able to do shit.
Yeah, a good Klaus is fucking hopeless.
He steals meat pies for orphans. Or does he steal orphans from meat pies?
Oh. They make meat pies from orphans?
That's super evil.
He turns orphans into meat pies. Yes.
Alright, let's see here. Got a few more. Alright, so our friend... Legion says, I'm wondering when we can see Brandon's abtastic workout and diet plan being published.
As soon as the patent comes through on the ab ladder. Because I want to release it. I want to release it as a tie-in.
This will be published under Authors and Dragons Press.
Our friend Corey says, for those with kids, do you let them play? Not this one, obviously, but at home.
Jeez, I remember... My oldest, I was asking him about this one time, and he pretty much just outright told me, he's like, Dad, I'm like too cool for this stuff.
Ouch.
My son keeps talking about it. He's six, but I think it's because when I play with you guys, he sees me on the computer and he thinks it's a computer game. I'm not sure that when I actually introduce him to what it actually is, that he'll be as interested. So. But yeah, I'm eager to get them both into it.
My son's three, so
I don't have any children that I know of, so we're good.
I'm also in the childless club, so not applicable.
I'm still training my kids up on HeroQuest, so they'll be ready.
The best thing about HeroQuest,
letting your children play HeroQuest.
All right, folks, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it there, but please don't forget to join us in 2 weeks for our very special 1-year anniversary Authors and Dragons episode. where we are going to be playing the Dungeons and Dragons and drinking game, as they try and do battle with the guy they have been shitting on for a month straight.
Oh, we are? Yeah. Awesome. That would have been a good one for Rob to miss.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Authors and Dragons is brought to you under a Creative Commons license, meaning you are free to share this material so long as credit is given to the original creators, which is us, the people who are playing it. The opening music, Take a Chance, and closing theme, Master of the Feast, are both credited to Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and also used under a Creative Commons license.